Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joins us on the show, as he does each and every Thursday morning around this time. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. These seem to come around pretty often too, don't they?
Yeah, I'd
say... You do it every morning, I suppose.
But... yeah, about once a week, it seems to me, but I may be wrong. I usually am.
They come around quickly.
They do. And it's obviously been a busy week too, and continuing to be so. We've seen some of the shires announcing... their new councillors, and 24 hours or so before we do the same in the City of Greater Bendigo?
Yeah, some of our neighbouring councils have had their election results declared, so I think Mount Alexander, Central Goldfields, Loddon, Campaspe. Where tomorrow is the plan, so the electoral, the returning officer will push the button to calculate the results tomorrow around the middle of the day. And then make a declaration later in the day, which will be a formal sort of statement to determine and announce who has been successful.
Right. Okay. Well, we wish everybody every success. Mm. Now, request a street tree. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So if people want a nature strip tree, we've got lots of them across Greater Bendigo, but we're planning to plant a lot more. We've planted about 1,700 this year, Robbo. Across Greater Bendigo, and we're trying to keep up with replacement. Obviously, some don't make it, and some get to the end of their useful life. But we want to increase and green Greater Bendigo, so we want more street trees planted. So people can go online and request a tree for their nature strip at the front of their property, they can ring our customer service team, and we can sort of then book that in and make sure that we've got the right number of appropriate trees to be planted across the nature strips across Greater Bendigo.
Yeah, you're certainly branching out, aren't you? Captain Obvious here. Hey, conversely, though, I see, too, that just a reminder, if you, for whatever reason, need or want to remove a tree, got to get a permit.
Yeah, technically they're council-owned trees, so people shouldn't just cut them down from a nature strip. Someone might want to change the nature of their driveway, Robbo, do a redevelopment, which means that they need to remove a street tree. But they should contact us first and make sure that we give them the appropriate approvals for that to happen. And there's a process to do that. So we don't just want people wandering around with a chainsaw knocking trees down off the nature strips. That'd be the last thing we want.
No.
So talk to us about if you want to remove or replace or change the location of a tree on your nature strip, and we can work that through with anyone out there that wants to do that.
In fairness, I'd be a little uncomfortable just seeing somebody walking around with a chainsaw, let alone whether they were chopping down a tree or not.
Indeed.
Yes. Now, this is a bit of a guessing game. I've got in my little cheat sheet notes here. Bellevue Road and Sullivan Street, Golden Square. Nothing else, just that.
Yeah, okay. So we did an $820,000 reconstruction of Bellevue Road and Sullivan Street, Golden Square. So that's out in the Golden Triangle Industrial Estate area.
Right.
Pretty significant piece of work, but the key to this is that we're using a lot more recycled product in these road replacements. When we build a road or replace a road, we're talking about doing it for 50 to 100 years. So we want to do it well. But we're trying to make sure we use recycled glass, recycled asphalt where we can, and new pavement material to make sure that we meet the appropriate road standards. But important to note that funding has come from the Australian Government Road to Recovery Program, Robbo. So City of Greater Bendigo does get an allocation each year from the federal government to help us reinstate and deliver our local roads to the standard that we need to for our current and future traffic.
Yeah. Well, obviously that commitment to the 100 years has been around for a while, because I reckon I've driven on a couple of roads that haven't been worked on for about 100 years.
You're on fire.
I know. I've got an extinguisher just sitting next to me, just in case, just in case I burst into flames. Now, community grants program, that's open.
Yeah, so the November round, we have two rounds of community grants per financial year. It's now open. Businesses or community groups can apply for community-focused projects of up to $10,000. So there's quite a different number of categories available in this program. Visit our website, please, and have a look. There's grant writing tutorials even that come with it. So to help community groups or businesses or individuals even work through a process of how to apply. We'll receive those up until the end of November, 30th of November. then there'll be an assessment process. We actually use an independent group of people to assess those community grants, and that then is reported up to council for a formal decision. So okay, look out for that one on our website.
Fantastic. Well, we are just about out of time, but I just want to at least mention, go to the City of Greater Bendigo website, NAIDOC Week. Lots happening there, and maybe in 45 seconds, just to tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's Monday. NAIDOC Week was shifted from July to November because of COVID. Important that we recognise the history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander connection to country, 65,000 years. This is an opportunity for us to recognise their contribution and to their culture and history. We're also going to launch our reconciliation plan, the city's reconciliation plan, which it gives clear direction to the city of how we'll continue to support reconciliation with the Aboriginal community.
Fantastic, yes. All right, Craig, great to chat. Have a fantastic week and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Thank you very much, Robert.